Welcome to Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys. Today, there's only three stupid guys here today. Russ has got something that I didn't really take time to listen to what he had to do.
That's Russ.
I said, he goes, I can't be there. I said, okay. Whoa, there's the other monitor is, I'm getting feedback. But how's it going, guys?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah, had a pretty good week. Can't complain, even though the Colts lost.
The Colts lost, and you were at the game. I did want to ask you about something about the game, but I said I'll wait. But there will be a little, we've all three have seen Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Yes.
We're going to talk about it at the end of the podcast. So I think after we even thank the patrons, we'll say, okay, this is it. If you don't want to listen to this, we'll do like a short little 5-minute recap of Star Wars and
yeah,
or mayonnaise or whatever you want to say.
Yep. So something to look forward to if you just are like, I don't care about sports. You can
I
just
don't like
tune in
sports,
at the end.
But they waited till the end to talk about Star Wars. I really wanted to consider.
Oh my goodness, they talk a lot about sports.
Don't you know?
Don't you know, man? Take off, eh?
All right.
But I did want to say that this podcast, and like many other podcasts, like The Married Man, The Walking Dead podcast with Three Stupid Guys, Downton Abbey with Jack and Cindy, Survivor with Colleen, Jack and Jay, and many, The Married Man, and
the Battleship.
Whole enchilada.
The Battleship podcast.
The Battleship podcast, yes, that's coming out. Well, that one sank. So there's going to be another live one tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and just send Colleen your emails, guys, and you can join in on the fun. I don't even know what we're doing, but it's going to be live and lots of fun. But you can go to Patreon.com/JayandJack and support us there, or go on iTunes and give us a nice review. It doesn't even have to be a great review. Nice review, and there you go. I'm a little tired, so a little groggy. But I can make it. I can make it. I had to deal with Dell today, Married Man. He was actually pretty good. Then he gets a text from somebody, and then we lost him. For the last 10 minutes, it's just like, he's done. Once he got that text, and he's reading the text, I go...
So, spoilers for Married Man, first 50 minutes are great.
A little shiny object over there, and I go, Dale.
It's kind of, you know, and I always think of Russ as kind of like our Dale. I mean, really, yeah. Like, he brings the colorful moments of this show to life. But, you know... Russ, the same way. I mean, he gets really, really into just looking at himself on the screen. I mean, he zones out like a little squirrel in a shiny. Tune into our YouTube feed, and you can see Jack and what he's doing.
When he's not doing crossword puzzles.
Yeah, crossword puzzles. Well, he had half a Tylenol PM that day, so he was like out of it. Half a Tylenol PM.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what podcasting drugged would be like.
No.
Over the counter.
We should find that one and replay it just for everybody.
Amazing. Podcasting gold.
It's 15 minutes. So for those non-sports fans,
of Jack going, okay, what do you want, Matt, on this one? What do you want on this one, Matt? Because I think I forget who was with us at that time, but
what? What was the next pick?
I don't know.
I don't know. In my mind, I was time traveling. I really was. I kid you not. I time traveled in that podcast. In my mind, I was like, I was on. I don't know. I was somewhere else. I was in the future, listening to the podcast in the past.
You
it was
saw,
weird.
You saw The Force Awakens 3 years ago, before anybody else.
It's full of stars. Little 2001 there reference as well.
I had planned on going. I said, I got to get to sleep as soon as this podcast is over, so I timed it. I took some Tylenol PM, not a half, but it took enough to put me to sleep. And then we started late. And I'm just like, this is before we were on video. I think my head is like leaning on the microphone like this. I go, okay. I go, pick it. I was doing everything I could to stay awake. But it's tough when you podcasted. This is like 11 o'clock at night because Mike had to go to the...
Ottawa Senators versus Florida Panthers hockey.
Who won the game?
Panthers won in the shootout.
Did they? So it's exciting.
Nice.
I love the new overtime rules with the 3-on-3.
Yeah.
It's like such wide open, all offense.
Yeah, that's what I guess the goal was, to get all offense. Anyway, so Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say it had to be much more exciting of an offense to watch than the offense that I watched on Sunday live.
That was just offensive.
You were at the game.
I was.
I was excited for it. I saw the tick. You sent us the tickets, and I go, oh, how cool is that? But what?
I got some club.
I saw you on Twitter getting upset about a call, and I could never find the call because I was watching something. So the Red Zone didn't show it, so I'm trying to go around finding it. I didn't get to the game.
It's just some first down kind of dumb call. But the ball hit the ground. The nose of it, you know, for those who want to argue the point, the nose of it hit the ground. They showed it on the replay. Everybody saw it. It was bad.
That wasn't
the reason that the Colts lost. I mean, there were some horrible hockey league calls there that did not go the Colts' way. But the first half went pretty good, and if you stayed for the first half and left, probably had a pretty good Sunday. the second half, which, to begin, I had a certain club level of seating that was actually kind of high up. It's in the midfield, but it was still pretty high up. And I was like, well, this is nice, club level seating.
Can I ask a question? Were you as high as Irsay?
No, I think he was on the other side, but there was a suite level. No, well, I see what you did there. Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding.
Yeah. I had three brownies before I went, and I was as high as Irsay. I only wish, because it would have impaired my judgment enough to just ignore what I saw in front of me or what I didn't see, because you know what? 10 points of offense from your team on any given Sunday is just weak. It's just weak tea. The fun part was that I got to go down. I went with my stepbrother, who's an Eagles fan, and was polite enough not to wear Eagles clothing.
That's nice of him.
And yeah, I know. So he wore
Houston Texan clothing?
No, he had a Star Wars shirt that he wore.
Oh, okay.
He had a friend who he had given tickets to. Their daughter was singing the national anthem, and
oh, really?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why those people weren't comped tickets anyway, but apparently Kyle was able to get them fourth row.
So his 35-yard line. Their daughter's singing the national anthem, and they don't get tickets to the game?
Yeah, I don't know. I never kind of – maybe it had something to do with the choir because they had a girls' choir there. So and no offense to my stepbrother. I mean, he kept talking to me most of the game, and I was like, can I just watch the game? He kept asking me about, like, hey, man, they need to put Polk in, you know? And I'm like, shut up about Polk. Like, I just want to watch the game. I admit it, he's an Eagles fan, and there's not much exciting things happening there. So anyway, second half, the other couple that came to see their daughter sing, they left, and we got fourth row club level. I mean, fourth row, 35-yard line. I was right behind Watt on the bench at some point. It was pretty awesome.
Did you challenge him?
No, I did not. I was like, Russ says you suck.
Say, hey, chop this. Chop this, man. You're a coward. Yeah,
you'd
have to get up. He'd have to go a little, you know, ways to get to you.
He is a beast of a man. So, needless to say, and there are just some people you don't provoke. But it was even though we were behind the Texans bench there, and I tweeted out a photo too at some point. This was the only time that I've ever felt like a press agent because I tweeted out, you know, three stupid guys news reporting live behind the Texans bench, Cushing. Receiver of the Texans was puking on the sidelines. It was great. I tried to capture a picture of him puking as fast as I could, but at some point, this guy
watching Hard Knocks with him, I'd mess with Watt before I mess with him.
Then Cushing.
Would you agree, Mike?
Yeah, he's one of those crazy USC guys.
Yeah, he's a big guy. He's fast. Well, he's bigger and faster than me, and he just seemed like a guy.
He didn't look too big when he was bent over throwing up, but he did have a couple good plays in that game. At some point, I think he kind of called somebody else over to like kind of help block him from everybody seeing him throw up. But fun stuff. And even though they lost, I had a good time with my hanging out with my stepbrother and seeing a game, seeing it that close too. That was just awesome. So
yeah,
it's like almost on the field.
Football is one of those. It's a lot better. It's more enjoyable to be there, I think.
Wait, Jack, during the Hard Knocks, wasn't Christian the guy who was always like puking? Like he just.
Yeah, he did puke a few times.
He was just puke, then keep running, puke.
I know he got.
Maybe that's his thing, man.
Yeah, I guess to stay thin. I guess I don't know, but he got into the running back Blue, and Blue kind of tried to give him a little something, back. And he goes, "You don't want to do that. These are teammates." He goes, "You don't want to do that." And he made him pay for it later on, and Blue just got up the next time and went, "All right, I'm going to go back to my – you go throw up, and I'm going to go back to the huddle." But I said, wow. he just seemed kind of nutty. But then he was with his family and kids afterwards, and he's like, okay, he's just an on-field thing where he's just one of those intense guys where this is – it's like an actor who's a method actor. He's a method football player. I'm playing football. My job is to hurt people, and that's what I'm going to do. But out the field – I'm not as crazy as all, because you don't hear any news about him doing things off the field. I mean, I don't remember him doing anything. So if he's listening, we'll say it was John.
I doubt that.
John Clayton was the one talking to him.
John.
I did tweet John Clayton after the Pittsburgh beat Denver. Another huge upset win in Pittsburgh for Pittsburgh, huh, John? Something like that. He didn't.
I wondered about that. No. Yeah.
Such a jerk. But other than that,
I'm sure you want to talk about a certain Chargers game over the weekend. That was pretty enjoyable to watch.
It was
monumental.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
Bittersweet.
Because you're getting the it's could be the last. I put something on Facebook. I put I have my beer mug. It holds two big beers and frosty mug. And I said, okay, I'm gonna enjoy my ice cold. Maybe watching my last Charger game. And people are putting things on Facebook. Oh, I feel bad for you. And this one person I follow goes, ha, 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 come to L.A. I go, wow, really? I almost unfollowed him. unfriended him. I'm like going, wow, really? I mean, really? They're just going to rip my heart out like that? I mean, I've been following this team for, 40-something odd years. And, I mean, I know they've been there for 55 years. But I could, wow, really? I go, that's harsh. But I let it go. Most people are pretty cool about it. But it was tough because they're showing old Charger players, Lance Allworth. They're showing Dan Fouts, Kellen Winslow, and Charlie Joyner, and they're just showing their plays and how the stadium first started. And it was sad. It was a good game. Rivers had a couple interceptions because he was trying to get Malcolm Floyd, who's retiring after this year, his final touchdown there. And he forced a couple balls in there where he probably shouldn't have. And there was one crazy play where it was intercepted by Jones, number 20 on Miami. He rents it all the way back.
Rashad Jones.
Yeah, he fumbles it, and Rivers recovers it after like a 50-yard return. Uh-huh. And then Barksdale, the Charger lineman, for whatever reason, falls on Rivers. I guess going for and I go, there's a 350-pound guy falling on your quarterback. And Rivers kind of looked at him like, what are you doing? It's a good game.
The replay of that interception was pretty funny when they just isolated on Rivers.
Yeah.
You see Rivers just like standing there. He's like starting to walk off the field.
Yeah.
He's like, oh look, they're coming my way.
Yeah.
Then he sort of starts back up a little bit, and then the ball comes loose, and he's like, ah, this is mine.
But it's funny I've seen him go after players before. But he's like, we're not making the playoffs. I'm not gonna get hurt. I get beat up enough just going back to throw the ball. But it was funny when he recovered it and he just got pounded by his own guy. I'm like going, wow, whatever. But it was bittersweet. I mean, it was a good victory, but again, it could be the last one at home, and you're kind of the whole time you're gonna go and it's kind of hitting you now that they might move because the news it's either good or bad. It's never anything in between. It's like, oh, the Chargers definitely have the support of all the owners to move. But the owner for the Rams has the land and gonna move and he's going. He's leaving. I don't want to be fair, I don't want any of the teams that cities should have to lose their team. I go this whole
you need someone with, like Commissioner of Common Sense come in and go, all right, expansion team.
Yeah.
All three keep your things.
All three keep your thing. There's enough support. The expansion team would have to pay money. What cracks me up is the Houston owner says, yeah, I'm all for San Diego leaving. He goes, they've been trying to build a team, but all their politicians have been in jail.
Oh, yeah.
And I went,
I read about that.
I go, okay, what politicians have been in jail in San Diego? I'm just like, okay, yeah, the last Filner, he had a lot of sexual harassment things. They had to pay him to leave, which cracked me up. I mean, they've had some issues, but every city has their issues. Because politicians, on either side are just, they're politicians, and the money talks and money corrupts, and what are you going to do? But I just said, wait, you had a chance to go to L.A., and you chose to go to Houston. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was between L.A. and Houston for the expansion team, and he took Houston. He could have gone to L.A. So we'll see what happens. It's just like, but like Mike was saying, why doesn't the commissioners, instead of dragging all three of these three football teams, and you can say what you want about fan support in each one of them, but for 55 years, because they even said on the broadcast, the Chargers for 55 years, the fans have been supporting the Chargers for 55 years. St. Louis, about 20-some-odd years, and Oakland back and forth, but they should have never lost their team the first time.
Right. So you propose like what, or you're not, but Mike is,
yeah,
an expansion? Like just expanded out two teams
in
L.A.?
Or just one team. Try one team first. Mm-hmm. But it's just,
well, one team's odd because then you can't have – you have to have an even, right? I guess.
You could put one in San Antonio, but Houston doesn't want that because they don't want to lose, neither Jerry Jones or the owner of Houston, McNair, I think his name's McNair, want to lose that, the Texas, they don't want the market, Texas market, chopped up. But it's just the way, it's just another bonehead move by the commissioner of football. I mean, I realize he's dealing with all these different egos, but this should have been under wraps. It should have been kind of like that was with the Colts moving it,
He's been on that Brady witch hunt, though, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
everything he's handled has been handled poorly. Why are you telling these fans in these three markets? I mean, I know they're not major markets, but three markets, it doesn't matter. You know, it's just like they're blackmailing the city to build them a stadium. But I don't want to lose my team, so I'm like going, well, I hope it's Oakland or St. Louis. And people in St. Louis are going, well, I hope it's San Diego and Oakland. Oakland's going, oh, I hope it's St. Louis. And then rumor came out today again, well, if the Chargers do leave, the Raiders are going to go to San Diego. Which is like, what are you doing to us? It's just crazy. It's handled so poorly. It's frustrating. And then I asked Jay if he watched the game. He goes, no, I can't watch it anymore. But he was all a year ago, I'm all in. I don't care if they move. I'm going to be a Charger fan. Now he's
right.
I can't do it. Whereas I'm kind of leaning, well, I'm too old to change. I'll stay a Charger fan. As long as they keep the name, I'll be a Charger fan. But Jay's like, no, I'm out. But it was a tough game to watch.
Well,
what are you going to do? I mean, you got to wait another. We'll find out the 12th and 13th of. But they're even saying, the way the fans of San Diego have been treated this year and the Oakland fans of St. Louis. Why would anyone renew their season tickets next year unless they're guaranteed the team is going to stay beyond? Because they're saying, well, maybe it might just be one more year before they move. I probably wouldn't renew my season tickets.
Right. And a lot of these people that are buying these up are businesses, right?
Right.
They're business owners or business people that are wanting to, give to either their employees reward or just enjoy, and be able to take prospective clients out, or what have you, or reward people. But a lot of these are bought up by companies and businesses. And again, as a business owner, it's like, why do you double down on that? It's like, well, we'll find something else to do this year. Like,
you could find something else to do.
Oh yeah, I mean our minor league baseball team is huge here in Indianapolis. So
we have one called the Padres minor league team. The San Diego Padres.
Well, should we get to the picks?
Yeah,
I'm sure. There's one last topic, the topic du jour.
I have it written down.
Okay. Oh.
I'm sure I know what you're talking about.
Oh, is it
a certain receiver?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we couldn't miss that, right?
Yeah, I got to ask.
I mean, I'm anxious to get the
picks, how is he not ejected from the game?
How did the refs let it get out of control like that? Like, it was like 7-8 incidents.
I could see the first couple times because you got two great players. I mean, they're great play. Great Norman's a great cornerback. Odell Beckham Jr. is a great receiver. You know, it's a big game for Giants have to win to keep going in the playoffs. And, you know, of course, Carolina wants to stay undefeated. But at what point do you say, okay, we've warned these guys, and he's not stopping? I mean, I can't believe he just got one game, to be honest with you. If that had been Dominic Sue, he probably been suspended for the season, just on his rep alone. I mean, I think that's worse than stepping on somebody when you take your helmet and purposely drive
yourself into a missile,
and yeah, he could have broke his own neck. He could have hurt. I mean, Norman was on Mike and Mike the next morning. He's like saying, you know, you want to play, you know, you want to challenge me as a football player, you know, I'm all in. But I guess he's a big Batman fan, so he kept using Batman analogies. But he goes, this guy's Harvey. This guy's Two-Face. He got one game. He's a great receiver. He's young, but man, he completely lost it.
Yeah, should have been ejected from the game. Red card.
It's a big one game they got because it's a fantasy Super Bowl for a lot of leagues.
Yep, I don't have him, so it's okay.
And he was a high draft pick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so what does FanDuel do? Do they call up the commish? Hey, on the red bat phone. Come on. Come on, Commissioner Gordon.
I'm sure they're getting more of a call from NBC because they're the Sunday night game, Giants versus Minnesota.
Yep.
They're saying, hey, we might have had Adrian Peterson, so can you hook us up, give us a break, and let us have Beckham in this game?
We already have all these cool graphics.
Well, they were saying right after the game that he's going to get suspended. I mean, because you saw on Social Network it was over and over. I was actually – the Red Zone had the game on during that, and the announcer was like, whoa, how's he not thrown out for that?
Mm-hmm.
It was just one after another after another after another, but I don't know.
Yeah, I saw the highlights.
Was Russ thrown off the show? Was he the one that tweeted out Cam should go to the bench once they were up 35?
That's who I threw under the bus, but it was actually me. you look at it going, because Cam Newton was taking some shots, taking some hits. I go, yeah, okay, it's 35-14, take him out, which I think most people would agree with. And all of a sudden it's, all right, it's 35-35. What happened?
Yeah, sure.
Even after Manning threw the interception, I go, okay. And then
that was with, like, I think 5 minutes left or 7 minutes left.
Yeah, interception. Like, it's done, but nope. They came back to tie it up. It was
sounds like
the Giant fans.
Sounds like a much more exciting game than the game I watched live, but hey.
Well, you almost got to complete a backup bingo because you got to see four backup quarterbacks. You just need one more to complete the set.
It was. I actually, at some point, I was just like, just keep Charlie Whitehurst in, please.
Yeah, how long was clipboard in the game for?
Just like one set of downs. That was it. And really, I mean, everybody was happy when Hasselbeck took the field, when he came out and ran. Because, you know, I thought, oh, it's Whitehurst. But he started, but man... I think they should have just let Whitehurst in there and just let him see what he... Because at least he got a set. At least he had gotten a set of first downs, and then they stalled. But, I mean, he was at least able to complete some passes. I mean, they just never could get anything going.
Too bad Whitehurst didn't come out without his helmet, because then you would know right away it wasn't Hasselbeck.
Well, I could tell by the number, too, but yeah.
There by the hair, he's got that flowing... He's got Jesus hair. He's got the
His body also is more Jesus built, whereas his Hasselbeck is slumped over like an old 40-year-old quarterback that's been hit too many times.
Yeah, he's still going though. Gotta get
back. Oh man, gotta hand it to him though.
He's probably thinking, okay, I'm playing. Yeah, I'll take the backup role behind Luck.
I think he said like I'm done. I think he's out. I think he's out for Sunday. I mean. I think they keep hoping that he'll be able to start, but I think he's out.
He's taking some hits.
I mean, the last thing that I had read on the local Indianapolis news was that he was out. And I'm like, good, leave him out. Fine, whatever, the season's done for. You know, you left it on the line, and you lost it.
Does he come back next year? I mean, as a backup, he probably makes $1.5 million, $2 million.
I think he's going to choose another team where the quarterback doesn't get injured. He likes the backer role, but he doesn't actually like playing role.
Sure.
I'm going to go behind Brady.
He's like Carolina. What's going on in Carolina? Because Cam's a runner.
Yeah, Cam's a running quarterback. I'm going to go with that. You know, maybe Rivers. Rivers always seems to play every game, so. I did want to suggest one thing, that maybe they could get rid of Roger Goodell, and go with Steve Harvey as the commissioner.
That would be awesome, especially for the draft choices, right?
Yeah, the Chargers draft. Oh, wait a minute. My bad. I apologize. That was I don't know if you guys saw the video of that.
Yeah.
One of the most – I mean, I got to give the girl from Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
She probably had a fit off stage, but – She didn't break her Miss America or Miss Universe training. She stood there like this and was a very good sport and had the crown taken off her head after she sat there for 3 minutes
Wow.
thinking she had won.
I don't know.
So, yeah. I just thought it felt bad for Steve Harvey, but I had to make some jokes. But
I did a tweet out from the Three Soup Guys Twitter. It's finally happening. We received word from Steve Harvey that Jimmy Kimmel would be joining the show on Tuesday night.
Oops, sorry.
Then I replied afterwards, wait, I'm sorry, there's been a correction. Instead, Russ will be joining the show. Just as good as Jimmy Kimmel, right?
Oops.
But you notice Russ isn't even here.
Yeah, so, boy, you just can't
deliver. Steve Harvey let us down.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw my tweet, because I didn't see a retweet from either of you guys, but...
I retweeted. I actually just retweeted.
Okay,
no, I did. And I even tagged him, too. I was like, boom. And I added a little, like, ba-ba-ba-ba-bow.
I just said happy holiday. Have a safe and happy holiday.
It was sweet.
I really had nothing. I was really tired this morning. So I'm just going to – I'm not going to drive him crazy. Probably next week will be have a happy new year. I am eventually going to say, do you have Jimmy Fallon's number? Because is he a Lost fan?
Oh, I like that. Yeah,
he does have better ratings than Kimmel, so maybe that would be the better way to go.
Jimmy Fallon's a Survivor fan, so he can come on the Survivor podcast.
Well, then Kimmel needs to slum it with our everyday working podcast men. Right?
Which one's a Survivor fan, Fallon?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Maybe I can start working on that too.
Yeah, he's had Jeff Probst. He's had Jeff Probst on the show before, and like Probst asked him to like if they did like a celebrity version, if he would come on the show.
All right, so it would be Jimmy Fallon Wednesday. The Survivor's on Wednesday. There you go.
We don't podcast on Wednesday. I don't know if I'll get on Twitter.
Anyway, back to football.
Yeah.
This week, Russ is still in first. He's got, and even though his playoff picks are not listed here, he had 11 correct. He's at 142. Matt, even though you had a bad week for your Colts.
Yes.
You had 13 correct, and you're at 140. You at least
three away.
Right. Yeah, three away from being perfect season.
Mm-hmm.
You and
perfect,
Carolina.
Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect week. Mike had 11. He's at 139. I had 12 correct.
Yes.
But I'm at 120. I'm at 129. So I'm 10 behind Mike.
2 weeks in a row, all double-digit wins.
That's pretty good.
At one point, because I thought I had two other teams picked, and I went, do I only have one wrong? And I went upstairs. I went, I forgot I picked San Francisco.
Oops. Oh, Detroit really came through for you last night, didn't they, Jack?
They did. Detroit. But, you know, I got on the Tampa Bay bandwagon, and since I started picking him, I don't think they've won a game.
Yeah, they're so up and down.
Yeah. Anyway.
Speaking of up and down, your emotional roller coaster ride, the Thursday night game, San Diego at Oakland.
I know. That's the first game. The two Los Angeles teams, or the old San Diego team and the new San Diego team, or the San Diego team that stays in San Diego and the team that stays in Oakland, or I don't know.
That's the happily ever after version.
I think the Chargers played. You could tell they were pumped up. You could tell there was a lot of emotion in the city, the stands. The team played probably their best game they played all season. From start to finish, which is sad. I mean, they really looked good with what they have left. But I think Oakland the Chargers just don't match up against teams in their division. And I'm going to take Oakland.
Yeah, I'm taking Oakland as well. Sorry, Jack. I think they left everything out on that field, including their hearts.
I did say that, because they have a commercial with a Charger fan holding a surfboard on the beach, and they have a Raider fan. I don't know what they're doing. But I said, shouldn't the Raider fan be in an orange jumpsuit?
Picking up trash?
Yeah, picking up trash. I mean, come on. I don't know there's Oakland fans out there, and I apologize for saying that. Or like orange is a new silver and black.
Nice. I have not heard that one. That's a good one.
So, you know, I hate to pick on Oakland fans because they might be the new Chargers. I don't know what's going on. But, Mike, you're going with?
Yeah, sorry, Jack. You're actually playing a real NFL team this week, not the Miami Dolphins. So Oakland's going to win this one.
It was odd seeing because, you know, Rivers had some time, but then the line got tired as the day went on. I did like him, Rivers and Dominic Sue got – because Rivers doesn't back down from anybody, so he was kind of mouthing. Sue got mad. He was like – and Rivers kind of said something to him. They're kind of looking at each other, and I said, all right, Rivers, just walk away from this guy. Just walk away. This guy – he's a lot bigger, and he's kind of crazy, so just walk away. Miami's offensive line, terrible.
And then I think at one point they were without a backup offensive lineman.
Well, I guess they were saying on air that they had their left tackle got hurt during the game, and they didn't have another left tackle. They didn't have anyone that could play left tackle because the guy that they protected someone on the practice squad. In order to do that, they cut the backup to left, the guy who was a backup left tackle or something like that, because they didn't want to lose the guy in the practice squad because somebody wanted him. And it just Tannehill, you look at Tannehill, I mean, I know you're not a big Tannehill fan, but me watching the game, I'm going, all right, he had zero, against the Charger pass rush, which is not non-existent, they were all over him. I mean, when they weren't tackling him, getting him, they were hitting him or putting pressure. He had no time at all to throw. So I'm is it his fault, or is it the offensive line?
It's a combination because he holds on the ball a little too long, too.
He does, yeah. But he was taking a beating. I mean, he just kept getting up, and at one point it looked like he got hit twice in a row, and it was like going, ugh.
They did, yeah, there's some stat, like, since he's become a starter, he has the most sacks during that time period.
Yeah, I almost felt bad for him, but it's my team, so okay, yeah, just keep hitting him. So, clean sweep for Oakland. Next game up is Matt. It's Washington versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
This is the battle for the NFC East, right?
7-7 versus 6-8. If Washington wins here, they win the NFC East.
I don't know why Philly is favored. I guess because it's at home. I don't have much faith in the Jim Kelly offense. Chip Kelly, whatever his name is, Kelly. I'm picking Philly though, so. I'm kind of putting all the chips in over on Philly. Like, come on, make it happen.
Do it.
Because I mean, they were also my pick for the division winners. So I'm really hoping that.
What was Russ's pick?
Oh, blank. So I guess he doesn't get any points. Guess he should show up, huh?
I have the Eagles also. So.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't even listen to our podcast, so, I mean, how does he know?
Yeah. Mike, you're going with?
I like the way Kirk Cousins is playing like for the last like month or two, so I'm going to go with Washington here. I think they clinched the NFC East.
Now, Kirk Cousins, he was drafted the same year they drafted RG3, right?
Yeah, about three rounds later.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it was a third-round pick, and people like went, why are they taking Cousins if they took RG3?
Yeah.
It turned out to be a great move.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is RG3 still under contract, or is this his last year?
Still under contract.
So they're just going to dump him.
Hmm. Just dump him out by the field and bury his body.
Well, someone will take a chance on him, but you don't even see. This guy went from potential superstar the first year.
Oh, yeah.
To, I mean, I made an argument that he was better than Andrew Luck. And
yeah,
they're both having great years this year. So,
well, at least one of them has played more games.
Right, but I guess maybe we could talk about the offseason, who takes a chance on it, but I think somebody does. Anyway, I agree with Matt. Mike. I'm going with Washington. I think they're playing at a higher level. I like what Kirk Cousins is doing. They just can't get off to a big lead because every time they get off to a big lead. The other team comes climbing back into the game, but that's where I'm going. Next week we have 49ers versus D-Town.
I'll finally have come around to Jack's pick of picking Detroit every week. I'm gonna go Detroit here.
There you go. There was a stat that they have the most touchdowns in the red zone, Detroit.
Wow. Huh.
I said, wow, that's kind of shocking for a team that's got, what, 5 wins?
Yeah. That's good. That's crazy. It must be some of those games that were high scoring that helped. Yeah, I don't know.
They do score a lot of points, but I got to go with D-Town. That's my team. I'm wearing D-Town blue.
You are, actually. You're representing. So you might switch your allegiances if Chargers break your heart.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm taking Detroit as well. So I think they're favored quite heavily in this.
By 8 points.
8 points, okay. Next up is me. It's Pittsburgh versus the Ravens. Gosh, I don't think Baltimore wins another game the rest of the season. I'll take, even though it's a rivalry game, I'll take Pittsburgh. If I had the money and time, I'd go up there just to watch the fans because the only fans that we talked to, they said, we'll let any fans come in here and do whatever they want except Pittsburgh fans. So I think it would be fun watching the fans in the stands.
Oh, yeah. That would be.
I'd just be wearing like Switzerland color. I'd be wearing the Switzerland flag. I'm just here watching the game.
That would be funny. I'm picking Pittsburgh too. I think they're heavily favored, right?
10.5.
Yeah. But you know what? I mean, for Baltimore, I mean, couldn't they rise up? Like this could be their Super Bowl, their last. Like, you know. They could really stick it to Pittsburgh. But I'm taking Pittsburgh on the road.
You can rise up, but when you don't have the players, you can only rise up so far.
Is Flacco still hurt? Is he still?
Flacco's done for the year. And they
he's done for the year. Yeah.
I keep forgetting his name. Anyway, he's like 1-13 as a starter. Whoever he is. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Those aren't good numbers. No. So.
And Mike, you're taking Baltimore?
I'm going to go Pittsburgh here, but... For you're talking about RG3 salary for 2016, he makes $16 million according to Sporting Becky.
$16 million. That's not bad for sitting on the bench.
So I guess it'll depend what his signing bonus was. How much?
Yes, because I'm guaranteeing you they're not gonna keep him next year at 16 point. I mean he's probably got it. It probably cost him like $7 or $8 million just to dump him. But that's better than paying $16 million. Unless they can trade him, but I don't think anyone's gonna trade for him making that kind of money. Could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Next up is Matt, Cowboys versus the Buffalo Bills. And is it wrong that the Bills got worse under Rex Ryan, record-wise? And their defense is worse under Rex Ryan.
Yeah, that's weird because that's supposed to be a specialty.
Williams is so Mario Williams is so frustrated. He says they don't look for him to come back next year. He'll be traded.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how cold it's going to be up there in Buffalo because, you know, it's actually been rather warm for December for us.
Well, this year, our Christmas, I think it's going to be 77 here.
Wow.
I don't think it's ever been 77 here for Christmas. Yeah. And I was kind of pulling for shorts. No, we got to dress up.
Well, at any rate, I don't think Dallas travels well. So, I mean, they lost it to the Jets in a very horrible fashion. So last Saturday, picking Buffalo at home.
Yeah, Mike.
No Romo, no chance. Buffalo, easy.
Yeah, this is an easy pick. I don't think Cowboys stand a chance. I mean, even though they bench Castle, they just don't have enough to play. They're done. Next up is the Bears versus Tampa Bay. Mike, you're up next. I found it funny the Bears got eliminated when they lost. They're now 5-9, and they got eliminated when they lost the game. I said, wow, you mean if they would have won the game, it'd been 6-8, they still had a chance.
Still had a chance.
That's why when the NFL, you know, again, not to pick on Goodell, but why are we talking about expanding the playoffs when you have so many bad teams that still have a chance at the playoffs? Now, if my team had a chance, I'd be happy, but come on.
Expand the playoffs, expand the league, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Just expand, have 100 teams. And have 99 teams in the playoffs. I don't care.
Well, you could easily make two with L.A., either two teams in L.A. or one team in L.A. and one team in London.
What about another team in Chicago?
I don't think Chicago could go for that.
We'll call them the Black Sox.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, man. The Black Bears.
There you go. So. What state doesn't have a team that could support a team? Let's see. You got Could Portland support an NFL team?
Seattle. So they're too hipster in Portland. There, you know, it's like they're all in on the Timber. Well, you know, the Portland Timbers. They like their soccer. You got Seattle.
Las Vegas Gamblers.
You know what about Hawaii? I mean, come on. Like, every team would want to go to Hawaii, even though the time zone thing would be really awful.
I don't think – the only problem is the East Coast – well, it'd probably be some disadvantage for the East Coast teams to have to travel all the way across.
All right, here you go. Canada needs a team.
Well, they tried Toronto. Why not put a team in Toronto? Put a team in Toronto, a team in Los Angeles.
Yeah. We're solving your problems for you, Goodell. Just listen to our podcast.
Of course, then how do you blackmail cities into putting stadiums in? What are they going to do after this? If a team does go to L.A., how do they blackmail the rest of the cities to build new stadiums?
It's a good point. And there's one thing that the NFL knows well. It's blackmailing.
It'll be the dangle of the Super Bowl. If you want to go host the Super Bowl, get a new stadium.
You got to build a stadium. Well, I know San Diego did expand their stadium for the NFL, and now it's so big and ugly that they – anyway, I don't know. So next up, we is Mike Bears versus Tampa Bay.
All right, Tampa Bay is on a two-game losing streak. They're a bit of a 500 team, so I think they end a two-game losing streak and win here over Chicago.
I should probably pick the Bears just to help Tampa Bay out, but I'm going to pick Tampa Bay.
Wow, we are just following the same pattern here because I had – that's what I had down. I was going to.
Luckily, Russ has been opposite of us every game. He's taken Chicago. He's taken Baltimore. He's taken
who's Russ?
San Francisco.
Dallas. He took 49ers. Man, Russ is just.
I do like. Tim said San Antonio, but I just noticed that Becky and Ed are in the chat room, and they both said hello to each other. So far we're keeping the peace in the chat room. So.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. As long as I can see Ed now, that works. Now maybe I'll read the chat. All right, just kidding.
Well, Tim's there now too. So next up we have Carolina. It's me. Wow, I have to pick this game. Carolina versus Atlanta. Atlanta beat Jacksonville, but almost gave it back. Who's Carolina's last game, regular season game?
Against? Oh, let me pull that up.
They play. Tampa Bay, a brutal game.
Oh wow! So they're close, two games away.
If they're gonna lose a game in the regular season, it's gonna be to Atlanta.
Yeah.
No way they lose to Tampa Bay. But I think Carolina has too much. They're motivated. They want that perfect season. They got Crazy Eyes as coach. so I'm gonna go with Carolina.
I'm picking Carolina as well. I mean, I think unless Cam Newton is actually, like, breaks his leg in the game, God forbid that happens. But, I mean, you know, unless something freakish like that happens, Carolina's got this. They're sewing up the perfect season.
And, Mike, you're taking the upset?
I took my shot last week. I was so close, 35-35. I thought I was going to get the upset over you guys.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Carolina the rest of the way here.
You shouldn't have tweeted that they should have taken Cam Newton out on our – Three Stupid Guys Twitter page.
Yeah,
Twitter page.
Total stupid guy move right there.
Yeah, I blamed Russ, but it turned out it was Mike, Ed.
Obviously.
Yeah, Russ is still like, what is Twitter?
Is it hard to work? Is it hard to operate? Next up is an exciting matchup, and Matt's the first one to go. It's the Colts versus the Dolphins. The Dolphins at home, and you know the Dolphins when they're at home.
Yeah, they are unstoppable.
Just as good as when they're on the road.
Well, Indiana's, you know, the Colts have been pretty good playing in Miami over the years. Some not so much, but I'm picking Miami. So I have no faith in my team whatsoever. It's gone. It was broken in front of me.
And I think it's only fair that Mike picks.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Pat. Indianapolis has an automatic win right here. It's Indianapolis winning.
Yeah, like I said, I watched the game. I said either the Dolphins just said, I don't care.
They've quit on the season. They're done.
Literally, it looked like
nobody cares.
It's just like they didn't. It's like they didn't care at all. But the Colts just look so bad, and you don't know who the quarterback's going to be. I say the Dolphins pull it out at home. I say if the Colts still had Trent Richardson, I would say okay, they have a shot.
Even Donald Brown.
Okay, well, you're even discussing earlier how porous the Miami defense was. I mean, maybe Gore gets a good couple runs on him. I don't know, but
Miami cannot stop the run because the Sharks, that was their first time they've run for 100 yards. Not a player, but as a team, ran for 100 yards since I think the first week.
Well, that's all the Colts have.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's all they have up their sleeve at this point. I mean, T.Y. Hilton wants some long, deep throws, but it's just not happening. I mean, they're staying pretty conservative with their offensive play calling, as I witnessed.
I mean, Donald Brown looked like, I said, why has this guy been sitting on the bench all year? He had like a 50-something yard run.
Yeah.
And which we haven't seen all season because Melvin Gordon got hurt and he's going to have surgery, tore some cartilage in his leg, but it's just like, because Danny Woodhead had four touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns, which is unheard of for the Chargers. It was their first time they had a rushing touchdown since the first week of the season. So,
but even like Miami on offense, their best player, Lamar Miller, they just bench him for no reason. It's like, oh, you're going to be a free agent? You're getting some stats here? Let's take a seat on the bench. We want to lower your value so we could sign you cheaper.
You could see that you're looking at the bench. It's like this team has just quit.
Yeah.
So is Bruce Campbell? It's Bruce Campbell, right?
Dan Campbell. Well,
Dan Campbell. Bruce Campbell.
I hope you're right. I hope Indy pulls off the win.
Are they gonna keep him next year? Is there talk about him staying? Is he?
I think they bring in one of those big name coaches where they give him like total control of the team.
What about Nick Saban? How about Nick Saban?
That worked out so well.
Would he be popular back in Miami?
Yeah, he picked Culpepper over Drew Brees. That was a good decision. Yeah,
it was. I'd want to know if you have a killer tan going, Mike, or you just...
Killer tan. Well, it's been like 80 degrees, 85, going out and play tennis. What Christmas? What winter?
Well, yeah. It's funny, I was wearing... I think it was like Thursday, I was wearing shorts. And then Friday and Saturday hit, it was freezing here. And today it's hot again. Just make up your mind. I'm just one of those people, just... I guess growing up in San Diego, I just want it to be the same every day, so I know what I have to wear. So I have to check the weather report. I walked outside. I go, what happened? It got cold. I'm freezing. It's cold at work. I'm like, this sucks. But anyway, I'm going to take Miami. I'm taking the upset.
All right.
Favorite in the game.
There's no spread because they don't know who the quarterback is for Indianapolis. Yep.
There's no spread because nobody wants to even watch the game.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's it.
Don't even Vegas is taking a week off from that one.
Do not bet on this game. That's what they're saying.
The bet is, will anybody watch the game? that's what the bet is.
So 50-50 chance with me.
Mike, you're up next. It's the Patriots versus the Jets. And I had a comment on our – I thought it was on our – Twitter page or my Twitter page, Amendola, when he played for the Rams, every time he got hit, did he get up and complain to the guy that hit him or did he complain to the refs? I don't watch him every week, but every time he seems to get hit, he's up there yelling at somebody or he's yelling this way, he's looking for a flag.
Yeah, that gets annoying.
Is that Patriots football? I'm not trying to start a war here with Pats fans because, well, there's none here. But I said, is that something he does? Because I don't remember him doing that with the Rams. Of course, when he got hit with the Rams, he would just lay there.
He learned that instinctively in Bill Belichick's womb. This is a nature versus nurture kind of thing here.
Well, real quick,
learn it from the Patriots, or is he just like, you know?
Like, real quick, I'm gonna take New England. You keep talking about Amendola, so I'll be right back.
So as Mike gets a refill on his beer, what do you
Mike's going for the second beer. It must be all that hot weather in Miami. I'm taking the Jets. What's he doing back there? He's getting beat up.
I don't know. Maybe he went to a show.
Did he take the photo? I mean, we don't even get to go into the kitchen. I mean, we're telling everybody he's going for a beer. He doesn't have to take the.
He's just hiding it. It's like he's.
I'm going to take the Jets. I'm trying to stall as long as I can, but I'm taking the New York Jets with Fitzpatrick over the Patriots. Patriots have a lot of injuries, and I think they struggle in this game. It'll be a close game, but the Jets win this game. Matt?
All right. This is a tough one. I was going to pick the Patriots, and I think I still am, depending. I wish I could go and get some more orange juice. I'll leave you right now here, Jack, and you just fill up the...
I bring my drink with me, so I gotta
No, I think I'm going to, yeah, I'm going to take the Patriots on that. So
Tim just said Jesse Pinkman's at the door.
Mike's got a drug deal going down.
Yeah, there you go. So you're taking the Patriots, correct?
Reluctantly, yeah. I mean, I think this is one that the Jets could pull off some kind of miraculous win, but...
I'm up next. We can move on. There you go.
Andrew Kustin.
We have a special guest for the rest of the show.
Santa Claus is here. So all those jokes we're making about a beer, you were just had to put on a...
an actual...
Instead of a beer, it was a beard.
Yeah, there you go.
This is awesome. Well, I didn't realize that Santa was going to be joining us. Maybe he'll make this Christmas wish come true.
But I do like, I think our chat room has the best comment today. Ed said, only if Russ was here to fill the dead air. Oh, they know us well. I'm up next. I was the only one who took the Jets.
Yes, you were. You were brave.
Next up is Houston versus the Titans. Mariola, he's done, right, Marcus?
Yeah, he's done for the year.
So I got to take Houston.
Yeah, I'm taking Houston. No way they'd let go of this lead in the AFC South. Rarely does this moon shine on them. So, and I want them to lose. I really do.
You want Houston to lose for sure.
Yeah. So Santa, would you just grant me this one special wish? Make all the Texan teams, be they Houston or Cowboys, and just make them cry. Well, Merry Christmas.
You have your wish on one of them.
Yeah, I know. They took Romo out. But if only Houston. Okay.
Well, do we have any clues? The quarterback for Houston? Because
he's they lost Hoyer. Yates, right?
Hoyer got concussion. Yates has an ACL.
Just play J.J. Watts at quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I meant to mention this about the Colts thing because I was reading. I think Hasselbeck's out, which means that who is Charlie Whitehurst's backup? Well, apparently from the article that I was reading, at this point it is the punter Pat McAfee.
Really?
Yeah. That's our backup. That's our fourth string, guys.
I think Whitehurst has been in the league like 10, 11 years. He's been in the league for a while. How many times has someone said, who is Charlie Whitehurst's backup quarterback? Who's the backup for Charlie Whitehurst?
Sure.
I know he started a few games in Seattle, but he's never been a starter anywhere else. So how often has that been said?
I don't know. I feel like McAfee has more experience of guys running at him and trying to hit him than Charlie Whitehurst at this point. I mean, seriously, like over a course of, you know, the year.
You
anyway.
It'd be funny if Charlie Whitehurst just went out there one time and threw the clipboard.
And then he took the football and ran the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
It was the old clipboard Jesus rollout.
There you go. And Santa, you're going with?
Well, since Tim Judge says Cushing's a quarterback, Will Forks at running back, I'm going to go Tennessee here. Ho, ho, ho.
Wow.
Wow.
Mark and Santa down for that. Tennessee.
Santa's been drinking some eggnog. Next up is Matt. Browns versus Kansas City. Kansas City is at, what, a 7-game winning streak? 8-game winning streak?
They're going to take over that.
Six.
They're going to take over that.
Oh, wait. Division. Oh, eight. Yeah, 8.
Thanks, Santa.
The week off.
And they're favored in this game by, like, what, 12? Something?
12
something
and a half.
12 and a half. It's a lot.
I do the spread, but no one has to talk to Russ and tell him what we're doing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. We're not doing the spread this week.
All right. Is anyone going to pick the Browns?
No.
So it's a clean sweep for Kansas City. I think they can win the division. I think Denver is struggling right now. All right, next up is Santa, right? Jags versus New Orleans. and Breeze is hurt.
Yeah, he's got the plantar fasciitis.
So, also known as pride toe.
Did anybody have that? Because the first time I heard of any player having it was Gates. Antonio Gates had it a few years ago, and they say it's like the most painful thing, and there's nothing they can do. It just has to heal on its own. And it took Gates like a year.
I heard it when Eli Manning had it one year, and I was like, oh, plantar fasciitis. I think I know what that. Yeah, but anyway.
I know it now because of the, you know, like I said, Antonio Gates, but it seems like a lot of players have it now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway.
It's like the whole concussion thing that, you know, concussions we didn't hear about until a few years ago, and now we hear about it all the time.
So you think
they should make a movie about it.
Plantar fasciitis. So
how the NFL hid.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised that Ed on the chat mentioned that he's had it before. I wouldn't be surprised by that, considering he's postman. So
yeah, I gotta ask him. Did he hurt it running from a dog?
So jumping over fences.
Ed's a mailman. He has Christmas. He has daily Christmas socks.
It is. Yeah, you can follow. I wish you had an Instagram for that. That would be really awesome. Ed. Yeah. But you know. Facebook works. It's
like nails driven into your foot is what he's saying. So it does sound painful. So, Mike, you're going with New Orleans anyway?
I will go Jacksonville here. Ho, ho, ho.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Jags because I know the backup quarterback McCown, isn't it? For because he did all those commercials as a backup, right?
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I know who the backup quarterback is for New Orleans, because of the stupid commercials he did. So I'm going Jacksonville because Blake Bortles cannot be stopped. Only the Chargers can stop Blake Bortles.
Well, since you guys are breaking this news about the plantar fasciitis, I'm going Jacksonville then. So can't trust those Saints. This is one of those games that the Saints win because I just don't know who this team is, right? Yeah. They believe in themselves.
I know they're terrible defensively.
They were awful to watch offensively too. I mean, you know, Breeze has not been the best.
To be fair to Breeze, they did take one of his best weapons away.
Sure.
Jimmy Graham. I mean, and they didn't replace him, so that hurts.
That's true.
I mean, it's like he was playing for the Chargers. We're just going to throw you out there. Just take your weapons away. You know, it's crazy. I don't know why teams, when you have a system, when you have players that work in your system, why do you trade him away? Because he doesn't do certain things that you want him to do. He's not a great blocker, but he catches 100 balls and scores TDs. Do you need him to block? What do you think, Sam?
And we did our usual losing net.
Oh, did you lose?
Oh, no, you're back. Okay. Your video was paused there.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I thought you were doing your Russ impression.
Oh, what? This is so beautiful.
So next up is Green Bay versus the Cards. This is a tough one. Cards are looking good. Green Bay's looking okay. They struggle against the Raiders a little bit. They got the big lead against the Raiders, but held on to win. I'm going to take the Cards at home.
I think that's the safe bet. That's what I'm going with. Cards at home.
Insana.
Arizona all the way. Looking forward to Arizona versus Carolina in a playoff matchup. It should be a good game.
I agree.
Yeah, since this is the hottest game of the week, and it is a playoff preview, I'm going to put my shades on. I'm gonna go with Arizona here.
Wow. Well, all the stops, Santa. Wow.
Hey, for those of you that don't tune in, you know, you can always check out our YouTube by just searching YouTube for Sports Talk with Three Stupid Guys, and you can check out Santa and all of his wonderful picks. I hope the Santa picks bring you luck, Mike.
He's decked out.
He is.
Next up is Matt. Rams versus Seattle. The soon-to-be Los Angeles Rams, the soon-to-be San Diego Rams, the soon-to-be San Antonio Rams, the still St. Louis Rams, whatever the Rams are going to be.
Oh, this is an easy pick. I mean, it's Seattle, right? I mean, and I think I think they're favorite.
13.5.
Yeah, what? That's crazy numbers. I mean, I think St. Louis can hang with them. I mean, if we were taking the points, I would think that St. Louis could hang with them, but I don't know. I'm taking.
Are you giving us another gift, Santa?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. I think we can skip this one.
Okay, yeah. Seattle's playing some good ball right now. Wilson has had 19 touchdowns and no interceptions the last five games. He's my fantasy quarterback, so. I'm okay with him having another big game against the Rams. Next up is Mike, the Giants versus the Vikings. No Odell Beckham.
Sunday night game.
Yeah, if I knew Beckham was playing and it was going to be more of a chance for Eli to just throw it up to him, maybe I'd pick Giants, but I'm going to go Minnesota here.
Yeah, I'm going to go Minnesota just because, Beckham not being in the game, that hurts Eli a lot. But we don't know if Peterson's playing, right, because he got a sprained ankle?
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota still handled that game against Chicago last week, and I'm picking Minnesota as well. I know these aren't exciting picks, people. We didn't very much on a lot of these games. But
luckily, you got Santa Claus.
We didn't make the schedule. That was John Clayton.
Well, and I mean, at this point in the season, I mean, it gets really, John Clayton made the season. No, but I mean, at this point in the season, I mean, so many of these games are pretty much determined. Like, players are either extremely injured or teams are just, like, locked and loaded and ready to get to the playoffs. Minnesota, and Russ takes the Giants.
Well, Becky pointed out he has until Wednesday to appeal. I don't see how he gets his appeal overturned.
Yeah.
That's just, there's just no way.
Unless the NBC lawyers are appealing with him.
Unless he gets Brady's lawyer, too, then there's no way. There's no way he gets an appeal.
It's like, well, he was taking this cough medicine. He was kind of loopy. We have evidence from this podcast.
He took half a Tylenol PM. He was insane. And last up, I think it is me. Probably the best game, one of the best games on here. Cincinnati versus the Broncos. You got backup AJ McCarron going against the Broncos. Osweiler. It's a home game for the Broncos.
Yeah. Cincinnati's defense in Denver. I mean,
the only reason I'm taking the Broncos is because it's at home. But I would not be shocked for Cincinnati to win this game.
I'm taking Cincinnati on the road. Their defense, Denver. And Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football games have typically been pretty good. They've been.
And Santa, you're going with?
Ho, ho, ho. Brock Osweiler, you get one more game to start. Denver wins here.
Wow. Santa believes in the Osweiler. I do not.
I don't. I don't think he's there. I mean, still early in his career, but I don't see anything spectacular in him. And they do have trouble running the ball. They don't have a big bruising back that can carry the team either. But their defense, I think, might help against AJ backing up, but the backup there. All right, so this time we want to thank a couple special patrons. Tack from Tokyo and Eckhart Rickner Gladfelter. We're all set. There's going to be Survivor Talk, so anyone in the chat, not Survivor, Star Wars Talk, anyone in the chat that doesn't want to hear Force Awakens, time to just say goodbye right now. So we'll give you guys a chance to say, hey, I'm out of here. I don't want to listen to it. I'm leaving. Anybody, Ed, Becky, Tim, if you've not seen it, skip ahead. Move on. Next part, Matt just left. Matt's back. So
Matt doesn't want to hear about Star Wars.
What? You guys are talking about Star Wars?
Yeah.
We thought you were leaving. You heard Jack say, you don't want to hear about Star Wars. Get out of here.
So, I was showing what the folks at home should do. You should just run on out.
Can I get a yay? Okay. No, he's Tim's saying goodbye.
Okay, Ed's saying goodbye. Well, Tim and Ed, you can always download the podcast. We, even if you listen to us live, please download. You can check out the after you see it, after you watch it. Just tune into this section and be like, oh, that's what I missed?
All right, so just real quick, are you guys gone? Are you guys – tweet, I'm gone if you're gone already.
Peace out.
Are you here? Are you here? Because I walked in this podcast like 22 minutes ago and we're still talking. But,
yeah.
Well, that's what we do here. All right, so
– you need a little transition music like –
nice, bringing in the Star Wars music. Goodbye to you guys. Right. Thanks for joining us.
Tim is gone, Becky's gone, and Ed is gone. So they're all gone. So we can start talking about it in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Goodbye, Star Wars.
So, okay. If you want, don't want to be spoiled again, this is your last chance.
Yep. All right. So.
Skip ahead. All right.
So, first impressions, we can just begin with that. Like, you know, Mike, I mean, let's start with you, since you're dressed like Santa. Did you like it?
It was horrible. No Jar Jar Binks. Oh, man. I can't watch another Star Wars movie.
You were depressed, I can tell. You were.
There's no Jar Jar.
A lot of people wanted to know.
No, I really liked it. I didn't think it was the most complex story. It felt like they were redoing like a lot of stuff. But like emotionally, it tugged the heartstrings. My eyes were welling up a lot of points in the movie.
Sure.
So I thought J.J. Abrams nailed it.
Jack, what were you?
Jay and I talked about it yesterday for like an hour and 20 minutes.
Sure, I haven't heard that yet.
I just said, to me, when the music started, it's like being a kid again. And someone had tweeted me that you'll feel like a kid, and I did. When the music starts, you know, they have the screen where it just in a land far, far away, in a world far, far away, whatever it is. I was like going, it just got, oh my God, this, like, and it was, I loved it. I thought it was great. Like Matt, Mike said, they do. To me, it was like a rehash. It was like a reboot of A New Hope. It had a lot of the plot lines of A New Hope. I mean, they missed some things around here or there.
Yeah.
And I'd give too big spoilers on it, but
sure.
I thought it was excellent. I'd definitely go see it again. Which the last three, the trilogies, I said, okay, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I did my time. I stood in line. I watched it. I mean, it wasn't the worst, but to me, I said on the podcast yesterday, it wasn't focused on special effects, which the other three did. It's like they had to get so cute with their special effects, whereas this one was more story.
Yeah.
More relationships.
Right, and they did it.
The characters. We got like, all, I think all of the characters I got to know. All of the characters I got to know and I got to like. I mean, I liked, you know, there were characters in the prequels that I kind of liked. But I never really, like, you know, I mean, at least with this one, the villain, I like to see his psychological, like, I mean, basically, the villain, Kylo Ren, has the same problems that Anakin had.
Right.
He's a temperamental, frustrated, and anger-driven, angst-ridden, you know, person.
You might
but
say,
you know what? Oh, go ahead.
You might say it runs in the family.
You might. But
yeah, because his uncle, his grandfather, you know, his mom was always quick tempered.
But it works for him though. I mean, for me, Kylo Ren works as a character because he does take off the mask. He puts on the mask, but it's not just the mask. It's the fact that at least it's convincing when he's frustrated and he's like thrashing out the lightsaber and the stormtroopers just take one look at that and walk the other way. Yeah, we laughed. It's like the whole audience laughs. It's like the humor was back.
And that to me was the main thing because the first three always had humor.
Yeah. I mean,
it had a great story.
4, 5, and 6. Yes, yeah, the first three.
4, 5. Yeah, I always call it first three.
No, yeah, I get you.
The ones that should not be have made didn't have any humor.
Right.
I don't remember ever going, ha, 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 because you never really got into the characters. It never really dragged me. I was never really like invested in where the first one, obviously New Hope. I was 14 when it first came out. So when you see this first, I'm like, and my daughter today was like going, well, you see how the special effects weren't as good because they would shoot the light, you know, the laser would go off and a guy would fall without getting, a stormtrooper would fall without getting hit and stuff like that. The choreography, I go, well, let's not be too critical of it.
Sure.
It still was ahead of its time, whereas today, but I just like the fact it had humor. Like you guys are saying, it had character development that I can't wait to see, okay, what drove him to the dark side? I mean, obviously, like Mike said, it's in his family. Obviously, he wants to be like his grandfather. I just loved it. I thought it was great.
And I liked how, like, making Kylo Ren, is that his name?
Yeah,
making him so young, you get to see like why he's not so powerful yet, like how he's like so emotional and how like he hasn't like mastered like all the stuff.
Yeah, it's like he knows a few things, and we got to see a really cool force power, the freezing of a laser bolt at the very beginning, which shows you that he has power, But then we get to at least see that, like, he has no mastery of it, and he's frustrated himself.
Because he probably he didn't stay with Luke long enough.
Well, and he has, like Leia says, he still has this good. Like, he has light in him.
Right.
And there's this really great moment, at least for and I've only seen it once, but, you know, when the light goes out of the star, when the Star Killer base, which, yes, it is a rehash of the Death Star, and that part, I guess, that plot part, I think of as an echo, like history repeating itself. But yeah, I mean, it does rehash those things, but I think with the rehashing of that simple storyline, they're able to smash in so much stuff that we can pore over it again and again. And for those people that haven't seen a Star Wars movie for years, they can go to and be like, I remember.
Yeah,
they did it like that. I get that. You know, for the seasoned geeks and people that have pored over these movies, yeah, they might be a little bit more like, oh, that's the trench run, duh. You know, like, you know, and but I don't know. I mean, the characters, the humor, in that moment when the light goes out of the star and then all of a sudden he switches, Kylo Ren, like, the light goes out in him in that moment, and that's when he turns on Han. And it's just nicely choreographed, those moments happening and how he, you know, it. I couldn't believe that it was happening. I mean, I felt that it was going to go that way with Han, but I was like, no, like.
I kind of called it because people kept saying, don't get spoiled, don't get spoiled. So I said, okay, someone major is going to die.
And yeah.
So, well, it can't be Luke because we haven't seen him. Could be sure. Leia, but I go. You know, Han Solo's in most of this movie. I go, it's got to be Han's.
Han, yeah, I didn't hear the don't get spoiled part, but just the scene where they were,
yeah,
they always do, like... Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, that's like where you had, like, the Darth Vader, Luke, like, face off.
Sure.
I did love the part where he did, after he stabbed him, Han's reaches up to his son,
yeah,
who he still loves, and he's holding his face like this, and it was just, I thought it was a great scene.
Yeah.
And I know people are like, oh, it was terrible, you know, but I go... That was a great scene. He's a father who's being killed by his son.
Yeah,
but he knows it's not his son. It's the dark side in his son that he can't. You know, he's been drawn to, and I thought it was a great scene.
Jack, I just want to point out because, like, I think there's also a generational thing that happens there too. Like, so I went to see it with a bunch of other guys that are fathers, and you know, we look at it as this other thing now, where yeah, the original trilogy is told from the child to the parent. No, it's told from the point of view of the father to the son in that moment. And, you know, just that compassion, and it's a different approach. Some people don't have kids. They don't know what that's like.
Right.
You know, that idea that, like, you know, that, I don't know, that last touch, it is. It's gentle, it's sweet. And that touches, I think, you know, on a different level. The moment that had me, the part that, I guess, emotionally I welled up, because, I mean, I was just kind of overwhelmed by the whole Han Solo thing. I'm like, did I just see that? Is that happening?
Like, you're saying they killed up, could argue, is the most popular character.
Yes.
Out of all of them. Put him up there, he's probably he'd definitely be in the top two or three.
Yeah. Top two or three.
Not the top one, because maybe, you know, R2-D2 or something.
Well, you got Darth Vader, you got Boba Fett, but, you know, Han's in the top five easily. The most recognizable.
You can put off Jar Jar Binks like that.
He's rounding out the bottom 1,000, but yeah, sure.
Maybe he was on one of those planets that got destroyed. That's what said. Oh, poor Jar Jar was there. Ah, bummer.
I heard that the JJ wanted to put Jar Jar's skull in the desert. Somewhere on Jakku.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
But I don't think he actually worked that Easter egg.
But Disney said, nah, we can't do that. We got all these toys.
Get the Jar Jar Binks toy. It's a skull. No, I mean, just to say that the moment that, I guess, for me, where, you know, I didn't have the, like, I'm crying because, you know, Han's dead or what have you. But I guess the moment for me where I was like, awesome, like, and I was welling up with kind of tears of excitement, was that when Rey summoned the lightsaber, that for me was like the moment of the movie. It was like, yes, like, you're taking on the mantle, you're doing this thing, and I don't know, I was all in. And, you know, to have such a strong, you know, having a daughter as you know, Jack, you know, it's like to have a strong female Jedi character. It's like, yes, like, you know, this is someone that you can look at now and not whiny Anakin Skywalker, you know.
But but you could see when he was trying to read her and he realized that she had, the Force was strong in her, you could almost see fear in his face.
Yeah.
That he was like, oh, I can't beat her. You know, that she's stronger than I am. And mm-hmm. he just was like, he could see it. And like you said, it's a strong female character, which is nice that they found they're doing in Hollywood. And it was all believable.
Yeah.
It's just because I just love the way because they probably would have never, even though Princess Leia was a strong character,
mm-hmm.
they never would have made, in the first one never would have been about her being the hero.
Yeah.
You know, it would have had to have been a guy back then.
Right.
Back in 70. So there's no way they would have done that because it wouldn't have,
right.
People wouldn't have accepted it.
Yeah.
Like we were backwards back then. But she's definitely a strong character, and she's, I thought she pulled I never knew anything about the actress before, but I thought she pulled it off.
Oh, and the facial range, yeah. You know, and emotion that she shows is just like, it's just awesome. I mean, even in the last scene, I read one article where one of the writers' early drafts had Luke coming in to the actual episode sooner, and they basically ended up writing him out because Luke took over the film. You know, they still had the Luke Skywalker vanished, that whole, you know, but the idea that once Luke as a character entered into the story, even if they weren't, you know, Mark Hamill was shot in these scenes, they just were writing it at this point, that the character was just so big that it became Luke's story again. Yeah. And they wanted it to remain Rey, and they wanted it to remain Finn, and you know, the Kylo Ren, you know. And they did such a great job, I'm sorry, marketing-wise with Finn, because we thought he was the Jedi.
Right.
That was the red herring that nobody saw coming.
And he was the comic relief, and I never would have felt that. I had no clue that was – so that was shocking, too, when he was like – he was all the comic relief. I mean, he's still a hero. He's still – a good guy, still, but he wasn't, mm-hmm. like I said, he wasn't a hero. He wasn't the guy he wasn't the main character. And all those people that were upset that, oh, you kind of black guys is.
Oh, yeah, I know. All of those, weird white racist kind of comments.
I will never understand, but it's just the way people are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's sure that people complain that Rey is the hero. I'm sure there's someone out there that's going to complain about it because people complain. But I just have one question. Who is Rey's father and mother and father?
Luke Skywalker. I don't know who the mother is, but...
Just because he's a Jedi. Jedis don't have sex, right?
Well, that's only established in the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
There's no way that he would have known that.
Yeah.
There's no way that Luke would have said, like, I have to abstain from love.
Luke is strong in the Force, so he would know, okay, oh, that's right. It's coming to me. I can't have sex.
Oh, yeah, Obi-Wan's like, Luke, you must not go there.
Luke, he's not ready. You know, he's got this girl, and he's like going, no.
Do not use the Force now, Luke.
Of course, his dad would be like going, go for it, go for it.
Wow, that's kind of creepy, but sure.
Well, that's how, you know, he's a heavy breather.
Heavy breather. That would be kind of freaky, though, you're having sex.
Yeah, Obi-Wan on one side and Darth Vader on the other side.
The good and bad. Oh, man.
But I thought it was Luke's daughter because it would make perfect sense to have like Luke's daughter facing off with like Leia's son, and like these cousins battling.
Mm-hmm.
Or a theory out there is that it's Han's because she's had a lot of Han Solo's traits. They had a connection, and he seemed to bond with her right away. It's like he did everything but tell her, "Hey, I'm." Because the whole time I'm thinking, "Okay, this is Han Solo's daughter."
Sure.
But I mean, they never said that. But she could have, you know, if Leia is strong, the Force is strong with her, so she could have it. And they never showed us. And I'm like going, okay. But I just think it's too easy. It's
too easy to have another twin. And how did the twins get separated?
Right. It's too easy for it to be Luke because.
Oh, the Luke. Yeah, because so I've heard both of these things. It's too easy to be Leia, it's too easy to be Luke. Yeah. And then I've heard the third camp, which it's just someone new.
Yeah, I said someone new, or it's. I said maybe it's. I was even saying Yoda. Maybe it's Yoda. Maybe he, you know, just.
Yeah.
There, but
well, there's another camp think it might be Obi-Wan.
Yeah, I did say it could be. I was leaning towards Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Just so because it just, you know, his family, the family went away, and how far, I mean, I don't know.
It gets lonely on Tatooine.
Or it could just be, he could be Obi-Wan could be her grandfather or something like that.
Oh, right, yeah, grandfather Obi-Wan, yeah.
So sure. I will, if it turns out when we see the next one, it's Luke's daughter, I'm not going, oh, forget it. I mean, I don't care.
Right.
I'll go either way with it, but to me, it's like they're setting it up. Why wouldn't they have just told us?
Well, so I think because, like, it has to be Luke's daughter because, like, you have, like, Leia when she meets up with her, like, after Han dies.
Yeah.
Like, they have that connection, like, a family connection. And then just ending it with her meeting Luke, like, makes perfect sense.
But
there was actually a...
Go ahead.
I was actually thinking there was a chance that they wouldn't even show Luke, and they would just tease it out till the next movie, like, oh, wait till part eight, here comes Luke.
I kept thinking that, too, at some point. I was glad that they at least showed us Luke, even as though I was frustrated, because I was like, oh, I know where this is going. It's going to end. He's not even going to say a word. If he could have just said some word, we would all be like, what did that word mean?
We have to go back.
He said Sebastian. Yeah, back. We have to go back. That would be great. We have to go back, Kate.
We said on the podcast and that Rachel said, you want to have a catch, Dad?
Well, he is on an island.
He is on an island. There you go. But
so
it just
you know, I'm glad that it gives mystery.
Right.
You know, this, I mean, it really is Lostian because there's all of this stuff that we can talk about and discuss. And let's face it, we haven't had new Star Wars canon forever.
Yeah.
Luke was dead the whole time.
Now, Jay said there's a picture when Luke is standing there, he's overlooking a tombstone or something like that.
Oh.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the screenshot. I haven't had time to go on there and look because I haven't been on any messages.
I had not heard that.
And I said, really? He goes, yeah, it's what I've heard. And I go, well, it'd been nice if you would have, you know, who's the tombstone of?
Ray's mom, his wife.
Arrow. His eyes, though, okay, so I had mentioned on the Facebook group, and there's a whole thread of this. By the way, someone went onto the Star Wars Facebook and said, la, 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 I'm not looking at anything. I'm like, don't be on here. Like, you can't comment.
I saw it was posted. Can we post this here? And I said, oh, I wish not. Because I the biggest complaint I have about Facebook is you can't – I think it, wish you could have a thing that the threads could – you could hide the thread. You could just say, I don't want to see it. Because every time I popped up on the Facebook page and put something on there,
yeah,
that popped up. And I went, oh. So I kind of scrolled down real fast. I said, oh, now I got to see it. I got to see it quick because it's out there and I don't want to be spoiled. But yeah, if why would you go on the thread if I avoided it with the passion. I
mean, yeah,
I was looking at because I'll give the credit to Star Wars fans. I didn't see anybody on Twitter say anything. I didn't see anybody on Facebook say anything. So, kudos to the Star Wars fans for not being jerks and spoiling anyone, because that would have sucked.
Yeah, there's definitely some, and even if you just knew that Han Solo died, I mean that's not probably about. I mean that is one of the biggest spoilers, I would say.
Yeah.
But then there's also the whole Kylo Ren thing, and the Luke.
There's more to it than what happened.
There it is. And I like I said, I like all of the stuff. I like the fact that Luke and Leia didn't Leia and Han didn't end up happily ever after. It's like, yeah. Sorry, kids, you know what? You know, you lose a kid, you go your separate ways.
But
there's heartache.
It's also true to their characters, though, because
they're both
stubborn people. They're both headstrong, and you can see why their son is that way also. If even though they loved each other and they cared each other, could they really live together?
Right. No, it is. It's very true to their characters. I mean, you watch them in Empire. I mean, they're at each other's throats. I'm not a committee, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all around. I mean, I enjoyed it. I can't wait to, you know, it's kind of difficult. So, you know, at least we'll kind of round out our Force Awakens kind of talk here, but I have this kind of question to pose. So it's PG-13. There's some dark stuff in there. Taking the kids. They're, you know, it's like, do you take the kids? Like, what's the age? I mean, it's like, it's 13. Well,
I know,
but, you
know, Dan
would
say yes.
well, yeah. I mean,
I I would. How old are your kids?
So my daughter's 8. She really wants to see the movie, but she's also very. She's a very innocent age. She's very.
Yeah.
And then my son's 5, and they're very excited. They want to see it, and I'm like, oh man, there's some.
It's got some violence, but you know, like I said, like I pointed out, when Finn has the blood on his, I went, and Jay said that's the first time blood has ever been shown in Star Wars.
Well, there's the Walrus Man cut.
Yeah, that, but he was saying actual human blood or something, blood.
Oh, I see.
I said, because usually, you know, like, you know, you see war movies today, it's pretty graphic and realistic. But I said, it's a tough thing. 8-year-old, but she's innocent 8. It's up to
you.
I'm not going to say yes.
I know. I know.
That she has bad dreams for a month. That damn Jack said I could take her.
No, I mean, there were moments in the movie, though, where I was like, oh, man, she's going to, like, this interrogating thing, like, it's pretty intense. But then Rey turns the tide. Like, so every time I was kind of scared for Rey and I was thinking of actually, you know, being very fatherly, thinking, like, what is my daughter going to think of Rey and, like, all of these, like, intense scenes. And Rey, again, Finn's always trying to rescue her. She doesn't need rescued. Like, she, like, at every turn, like, she gets the restraints off of her hands.
That's,
like,
that was the difference between New Hope and this movie, because Princess Leia had to be, she was tough, and she led the way, but she had to be rescued.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Luke Skywalker, I'm here to rescue you. Whereas Rey, she just got out of it, and she did her whole thing. And do you know who the stormtrooper was? That she?
Yes, the Daniel Craig.
I didn't
know
that until Jay told me.
Nice little cameo. This is the other great thing, is now all of the stuff is out. There's all of this, like, you know, like, I mean, it's, you can throw a stone and pick up a Star Wars article about this Easter egg or, you know, this cameo and all that stuff.
Once you've seen it, you can, okay, I don't have to turn my, I'm like, no. But going back, because I know our kids, we came home one time, the babysitter was watching Beavis and Butthead with him. I said, what the hell are they watching? I don't know, no. So we were pretty strict on what they watched. I don't know. It's up to you.
Oh, Matt. Yeah. To answer your question, I saw the first 3 when I was under 8, and I ended up dressed as a Santa on a sports dumb guys podcast. So what can go wrong?
I'm with you, because I mean, some people even say the Empire would get a PG-13 rating, and I remember seeing that when I was 5. And there's a very you know, touching moment where I'm watching Luke get his new replacement hand, and my mom turns to me in the movie theater and she says, "Maybe one day you'll have a hand like that." And I still remember that because and for those that don't know, my right hand is born closed shut. It's not a normal hand. People say, you know, not my normal hand or whatever, but you can't tell if you just look at me. But at that moment, I couldn't have loved Star Wars more than my mom saying, maybe you'll have a hand like that one day. Now I don't want Luke's hand. Luke's hand is robotic. Yeah. The flesh is burned off. I'm okay, Mom. I'm good.
You know, it's funny. I forgot about it. When he turned around, I go, I forgot about the hand. I forgot. About
it.
I just forgot all about it. And I went, that's right. Yeah, it's just because you forget some certain things. Because I think it was so intense. I go, turn around.
Sure.
Don't leave me hanging here. But... I saw it when I was 14, so I can't relate to you guys at the young age, but I remember seeing Rosemary's Baby when I was, my babysitter let me watch Rosemary's Baby with her when I was like 8 or 9. That movie scared the crap out of me, and I didn't watch the remake. I've never watched it again.
Wow.
I don't think I slept for months after.
Movie's intense. Yeah. I mean, just even the way it's shot, but I felt the same way about Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It's like, thanks, babysitter. Now I'm going to be abducted tonight.
Like, my youngest daughter loves watching horror movies, but after she watches them, she can't sleep.
Huh.
To this day, she goes, I go, why do you watch them? I like them. But you can't sleep, because we try to keep her. She always had trouble. She's like me. Always had trouble sleeping. So I said, don't watch them. But you know kids.
And Poltergeist was a movie for me as a kid.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that would be freaky too.
We all have our movies.
Yes.
Look into the light! Look into the light!
You didn't watch TV forever, right?
Yeah, especially with the snow.
No, not TV! Well, do they have that anymore? Does it ever go to where it just goes snow anymore?
Now with like DirecTV, it would just the screen would just freeze.
Yeah. Yeah, or the podcast.
Yeah, there's a story. So we're all in agreement that everyone should go see it.
I'm looking Definitely. Forward to taking my kids. Just hope they don't have nightmares. Maybe I'll take them at the middle of the day, so we can walk out. Look, guys, it's all sunny.
Yeah, it's all make believe.
Yeah. So, but no, worth it. And I think a good. It's nice that we finally have new Star Wars.
Yeah,
just say that. You can put and the first line of the movie. It's great because it says this will begin to make things right. That's the first line in the movie, and it's like, yes, true to form. Like, yes, we can start to like put some stuff of Star Wars, you know, make it better. So, but
I agree.
Well, it's getting late. I'm glad that we could have the Star Wars talk, though. I could probably talk more Star Wars, but we've already done a sports show, so.
Well, maybe the next time. We'll have sports talk with Star Wars talk. See, I can't even say it. Star Wars talk with these stupid guys. You know, it's sad because Russ is a big Star Wars fan.
Well, yeah.
Why do I feel like we're going to spend like another 5-10 minutes when Russ is on next week?
Well, he's supposedly saw it last. He was taking his kids, I thought, last night. So, anyway. But anyway, it's almost 1 o'clock. Some of us have to sleep, right?
Yeah, go to bed, Santa.
Sandy, you got a busy day coming up the next couple of days, so make sure you don't tick off Rudolph, though. Stop being rude to the guy. Stop being a red-nosed racist.
Yeah, that was some good stuff. So if for those of you that don't listen to The Married Man, check out their recent, basically their MST3K version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And it's not for everybody's ears, though.
No, it is explicit content.
Yeah,
so.
There you go. Anyway,
all right.
You forget a lot of the stuff that, you know, Donner's just standing around while the Abominable Snowman's, you know, beating up his son.
Yeah, take one for the team there.
All right. Anyway.
You're pretty good at those voices, Jack. You really could.
I try. But
there were many times during that podcast I was like, man, Jack could just do his own version.
I used to be able to do the Jack in the Box perfect.
Yeah.
I used to walk around doing them all the time to the point where my mom would go shut up.
I could see that.
Anyway.
Well, everyone have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
And we'll
and you,
be
Santa,
back.
You have a
ho,
great
ho, ho.
So join us next week. Hopefully some of our teams have maybe made it into the playoffs. Russ will.
Yeah, Russell's team's in for sure, but I...
You know you're talking to a Chargers fan and a Dolphins fan.
Yeah, I know. I'm right there with you now. Anyway, slacker Russ. Maybe he'll be back.
Yeah.
So.
If not, oh well.
We'll take his points.
All right.
All right.
Guys. Have a good night, guys.
Yep.
Or, I'm sorry, good morning.
See you next week.
All right, good job, guys.